America Weekend.
Well, we've made it to another weekend. How do you like that? Welcome. It's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Hope you're doing something really fun this weekend, or if nothing fun, relaxing. I troll the internet for information for you, for stories that you may have missed. And in this segment, I'm going to give you a couple of food stories, because you know food and wine are things that I'm very passionate about. This is actually about a news report about red wine's health benefits. We've all heard that red wine is very good for you. Rather than white wine or rosé wine, red wine is the way to go. Now, what scientists have been working on is concentrating forms of resveratrol. And the benefits of resveratrol is wonderful, but you can't drink all that wine. You can, but it would render you useless. So they've been working on getting the benefits of a lot of wine and distilled down into one pill. They say that resveratrol has been linked to a number of good things: lower risk of diabetes and heart disease. They're even suggesting it slows the progression of Alzheimer's. And according to this article in Food and Wine magazine, there was a 107-year-old winemaker who said his long life is due to drinking 4 bottles of wine a day. Guy's 107 years old. So this was in the Wall Street Journal. Resveratrol's health benefits have been proven in things like worms and fruit flies and mice. And now they are looking to see how this can affect individuals. The study of this daily dose was really an ingredient equivalent to 1,000 bottles of wine for a human. So we're talking a lot of wine. Apparently, the company that's been doing this started developing the pill in 2010. They had some problems. They've picked it up again. And soon we might be hearing about this pill that will help us get past some of these dreadful disorders. So let's look forward to that. Really, really interesting information. And over in Boston, they've been doing some very nice things for residents. Police bought in Boston, they bought an $89,000 truck to distribute free ice cream to folks in their community. And they made the operation, the name of the operation is Operation Hoodsy Cup. And what the idea is, it really strengthens bonds between police, children, and families in communities around the area. So apparently it's been working very well. They debuted this in 2010. And since then, the police force there has distributed about 120,000 free cups of ice cream. I love that program. I'm very, very happy with that idea. Now, that's in Boston. And over in Halifax, Virginia, this past week, 2 traffic officers were pulling people over and handing out ice cream cones instead of tickets. And they've done that again as a gesture of goodwill. So that's some interesting news that you may have missed. We're going to close out the segment with some watermelon recipes, things you may never have thought about for watermelon. Most people open the watermelon, cut it open, and eat it. Well, there are other things you can do, like grilling the watermelon with yogurt. It's a great, delicious, refreshing recipe, taking traditional Greek yogurt and putting it on top of your grilled watermelon. Boy, does that sound great. So I'm loving that idea. If you'd like to drink your watermelon, a blueberry and watermelon slushy, where you just do exactly what that is, put it in a blender and blend it up and you have a very nice drink. Put ice in there. Very lovely. Having grilled shrimp with watermelon along with fennel and lemon. How refreshing is that? All of these, I mean, watermelon ultimately is just a very refreshing fruit. No matter what you do, it can't be refreshing. One of my personal favorites is tomato, some kind of cheese like mozzarella, and watermelon, and balsamic vinaigrette. It is absolutely delicious. All of those flavors meld together, and you've got a wonderful dish. And finally, curried shrimp salad with grilled watermelon. Once again, the freshness of the watermelon, the sweetness combines with the other flavors to make for a delicious meal. So some ideas for you today from us here on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Big surprise.
Four guys went over a crest of a hill on 14 here in Sturgis, hit a herd of cattle.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Where's the beef?
Four guys went over a crest of a hill on 14 here in Sturgis, hit a herd of cattle. First guy made it through. Three bikes went down. Two totaled. They didn't even get here downtown.
Injuries?
Nobody was dead, but they got pretty banged up.
Nighttime deal.
They said the cattle came out, went to sleep on the road because they like the heat. Oh, everybody out there, watch out for the cattle warming up at night. Maybe they're standing. I didn't ask all the particulars. All I know is there's a lot of road rash going on, but they come out of the mountain for the heat. They stand in the road. Something you got to pay attention to and be careful.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Want a boost in pay? Then boost your performance without working to exhaustion. Go for a walk.
Research from Stanford University shows that taking a 15-minute walk outside increases your work productivity by 30%.
Why? Being around nature helps you feel calm and more at ease.
When your attention is drawn to something interesting that doesn't require intense focus, it replenishes your mind.
And research from the University of Michigan found that just looking at pictures of nature can provide the same benefits.
So go for a walk, get a plant for your office, or find a pretty screensaver for your laptop.
Let nature boost your productivity and pay. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.